season when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Oh, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Sure is.
Oh, you talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. Oh, but the talk comes easy. Amen. When life said its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Oh, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day,
yes, He is
still God in the night.
I do believe that God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when I understand that, I'm so very thankful for that. Things in this world change, people change, but God's presence is everly there. And we surely need it in this world that we live in. One thing that I've learned wherever I go or wherever I try to preach at, all things are common unto men. Sickness and dying is on every hand. It's without a doubt that we live in a land of the dying. But we're going to go, if you've been born again, of this wonderful spirit to a land of the living. It's good today to have that hope right down within your soul. It's essential this morning to go to heaven is to have the Holy Ghost come right down and dwell within you. In order to get to heaven, you must be born again. You can't get there no other way. If I was to preach anything to you other than that this morning, it would not be true. It takes nothing but the blood of Jesus today. That song on Calvary, where the blood come running down, that ain't changed and it never will. Salvation was set for you and I. We can't add nothing to it and we can't take nothing away from it. But what we must do today is get in the way. I don't know this morning exactly how things will go for me, but whether the Lord blesses me or whether he don't, I love the Lord this morning. We often think of ourselves. We often think too highly of ourselves, or we think too little of ourselves. But God don't change. He loves us. However we are this morning. I'm so glad that I can find written down that whosoever will today. You and I as men and women this morning, we categorize people. This one here and this one there. And that and on the front pew, it might be ready when all alone it might be the one in the back. And God knows this morning where the heart is. He's a heart searcher, ain't he, Brother Junior? And it's whosoever will. I don't know, Brother John. I don't know if what we would think. The woman at the well, when she came and Jesus was sitting there and he asked, give me the drink. Everyone is given the invitation to come and work for the Lord. But I don't know if you and I, Brother John, would have sent that out so easy. This woman had been married 5 times, and the one that she lived with right now was not even her husband. We might have told her, go back and get your house in order. But here's the way that God works. He cleans a house up, and she walked away a different person. I'm telling you this morning, God is a good God today. He's a God that can change things. Brother John, you said you met him in a barn lot. I don't know where he won't go. If there's a heart searching for him, I believe he'll be there. And he's got the remedy for the cure, Brother John. And it don't go away. I get a drink of something that lady did. A drink of that living water. That came down into her and became something, a well of water, a springing up, Brother Junior, into everlasting life today. I've got one thing to preach this morning, and it's the blood of Jesus today that changes a man, renews him, borns him again, sets him on a brand new journey, headed home today. It's no wonder we can live in these afflicted bodies and pray and sing about a place called heaven. For this world today is not our home. Jesus is real. Boy, I love the Lord this morning. The writer once said, I perceive, Brother John, listen now, that this God that we serve, he ain't no respecter of persons this morning. He loves us today. In all nations, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him today. What about that, Brother John? Didn't leave nobody out, did he? Whosoever this morning. Who are you today? Are you looking for the Lord? See, the word of God, it came to the children of Israel. It did. First. But then there comes somebody that took the veil of the temple and took it away. And peace was preached in the name of Jesus. Bless his high holy name. He'd be Lord of all men today. Bless his name this morning. Where are you at? Whosoever will today. What about that? Don't you want to go to heaven this morning? Yeah. Have you felt that Holy Ghost come down and wound you like Brother Junior was preaching about? Buddy, I know what it feels like. I don't know where it come from, but I know it showed up. I know it came right down within me. I was there when I felt it from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
There you go, Brother Ronnie.
Anointed from on high. The Holy Ghost. Boy, that's a wonderful thing. You're going to need that in this walk. You're going to need that comforter, as he said. It's expedient that I go away. Yeah, because I'm going to send you something, and it's going to teach you the truth in all matters here in this world. My treasures are not laid up here. They're in a place where they're secure.
they're under the blood. My promise is that when they lay me down, he's coming back. He's going to call my name one day, and I'm coming up out of the ground and going to meet him in the air, Brother John, and everly be with the Lord.
There you go, Brother Ronnie.
I hold on to that. No matter how hard it gets in this world,
right.
I've got a Savior. Yeah. I was once lost, and now I'm found. And it ain't going to stop there. I've got hopeful expectations this morning, yeah, Brother Squire. Right. And they're alive and they're real. Just as Christ Jesus the Lord, they came preaching. They sure did. And they slew him. They hung him on a tree. And on the third and appointed day, God raised him from the dead. And I've got that same hope abiding within me this morning. Go out and preach this to the people. That's where it's at. That's the gospel this morning. It ain't how you look, who you are, what you got. It's if you know this man named Jesus today. If he's come in and took up his abode. Hopeful expectations. Sometimes we can get discouraged in this world. Do everything you're supposed to do. Do everything that you know to do right. And there's still a roaring lion walking throughout this world, seeking whom he may devour. I'm glad this morning that I've got something that he can't have. I've got glory down in my soul. He can beat on this house, but I've got Jesus today, and he's enough. He's all that I need, and he's going to carry me through. Bless his name. When the world says no, he says, come, my child. When the world kicks you, he picks you up. When they push you aside, he says, come ye unto me who labor today. Don't you want to go home?
There you go,
oh, how glorious it's going to be.
There you go.
I've not been there, but I felt the Spirit of God abide witness with me that I am a child of the King. Glory, glory, glory. Someday soon, we're going to leave here. Brother Junior said that this world had turned its back and trouble's on the horizon. You can see it every way you turn. Ah, but look a little higher. Look where your help's going to come from. Look to where we're going someday. And I'm telling you, you can find peace in that.
For your soul.
No matter what happens here.
For your soul.
Been born again of the blood of the Lamb. Got a hope right down within my soul that's real. No man can't take it. No man give it to me. It was this man called Jesus, and it's real, and I'm holding on to it with everything that I've got. And he's leading me, he's guiding me, he's comforting me, and most of all, he loves me. God so loved the world that whosoever will this morning. I don't know, Brother John. I don't know his ways all the time. Sometimes I got to walk in faith. Sometimes I don't even feel him around me, but I've got him in me. Sometimes I just got to get on my knees and say, here I am again, Lord, to feel his presence within my soul today. I've got faith this morning in the work that was done on Calvary. It's going to be good enough. Abraham had a hope against all hope. Brother Squire, our bodies tell us that we're shortly going to go away. But there's something down within us that absolutely lets us know that we're going to live again in a better land. How will it be to wake up with the sun shining high and just glory all around you, all pain and death a stranger? How good will it be to take hold of that unseen hand and go right up, Brother John, and put his arms around you? How good will it be, Brother Fred, when we finally get to where we're going? Just hold on, children. That day's a coming.
Yes,
hold on. The Lord's coming back. And He's coming back for a people that's been prepared, washed in the blood. And He's going to take us home. We're leaving this land of the dying. We won't have to worry no more. We're going to the land of the living. Oh, how glorious. Oh, Satan won't be there. He's going to be cast into a fiery pit. Are you talking about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? We're going to eat of that. We're going to be at peace with one another. All of one mind and one accord. Just lifting up holy arms, praising His name someday. Hold on to that, children. God is a good God. And He's coming back. Whosoever will this morning. Don't know where you've been. Don't know who you are. But if you're lost, you need a Savior this morning. You cannot go to heaven without Him. You cannot get there. You cannot stand on the banks and just lift up hand and say, I've made it. How's that going to be? I don't know. But I've got hopeful expectations. It's going to be good, Brother John. I want to keep on keeping on, as Brother Junior said, pressing toward the mark. Preaching to you this man called Jesus. That makes a difference. The woman caught right in the very act of adultery stood before Him. You know what this Lord of mine come to do? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That was me once. That was me once. I ain't there no more. I ain't there no more. I've been saved. I'm bound in His love today. I'm no longer in chains, bound to old Satan. I was there when that glorious light came and set me free. I know what it feels like to be lifted up. Nothing but the blood. Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
That's right, Brother Ron.
Commissioned to go preach this to people. The gospel today. That all who believe in His name, upon His name, whosoever would do that would receive a remission of sins this morning. Whether your child, my child. It's real. And it's accessible. It's there for whosoever this morning would reach out for that unseen hand. And if you want a witness of it, as Peter stood there preaching to him, there was something happened, Brother John. You probably felt that up there in the barnyard. I felt it when the Lord come. The Holy Ghost fell upon him. Were you there, Brother Johnny, when life was coming to you? Can't deny it. God is good. God is good. Don't you want to go to heaven? He's real this morning. If you are lost, you need a Savior. He'll speak to you. He'll speak in a way that you just can't deny it. Never before. It won't be mean. It won't be mad. It'll be loving and tender. He'll offer you life, won't He? Mercy and grace. Who else could do this, Brother John? Oh, glory. No other name has ever been given through and why men must be saved this morning. Heaven's real today. Let's get up about the Father's business. If you've been born again, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Stand on the mountain. Sound the alarm. You got people following after you this morning, watching you every move. Get on the battlefield. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. No other name other than Jesus.
There you go,
Whosoever will this morning. Whosoever will.